Well, welcome back. I'm here with Mark.
Hello there.
And we're going to keep talking about why it's so important for us to listen to God, to spend time in His Word, and consider the things that God is inviting us to experience as we listen to Him. So far in this series, we've seen how listening to God invites us into transformation, how obedience opens up our ability to understand, how faith gives us true purpose in life, how belief moves us, it spurs us forward to pursue God, to find God. And we talked last about how God's power, God's Spirit, it renews and regenerates us. So this week, today, we're going to look at something that's just as important, growth and trajectory. Growth as something that shapes who we are, but growth also as something that changes where we're going.
Interesting. Yeah, I like that concept. I really appreciate that you came up with that, because there is much more to growth than maybe being more mature or changing your attitude. It has to do with your life being recreated. And if you are a new creation, then not only will you have a different perspective, but you'll have a different trajectory. Like you're saying, your life will gain new purpose and a more worthwhile, godly, eternal purpose, and you'll go that direction.
And I think that's it. Spiritual growth, it will create better habits. It will create and instill us with deeper knowledge and understanding, but it actually also redirects our life and where we're going in life. It sets our heart on a new course. And maybe one you wouldn't even have imagined before you started listening to God.
Right. If you're open to that, when you first are converted, I'll say, you still have some of the perspective left over from your previous life, your upbringing and your life goals, like to glorify myself, to gain status in the world, to make myself look good, and to be more advantageous, be in a more advantageous position financially, maybe, just things like that. And then the new creation causes you to rethink that. And therefore, it makes you wonder about the previous self that you were and the future life that you're going to be. It's because you can see, I'm being led here. So I need to be open to that and willing to listen still and to keep moving in that direction.
Yeah. It changes what you value. It changes what you pursue. I think that changes also where you're going in life.
Yes.
And where you're going after life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that becomes your goal. But it also, you come to a realization that there's more to life than my little philosophies and belief system before I found God. God and Christ are in my life. And so what do they have in store for me? How do I come to know that? And I'm willing to realize what my purpose is. Now I'm willing to look and listen and to realize where I need to be going. what will fulfill my my new life, my good life.
Yeah, I mean, and the way you talk about the old self, the old life, not new creation, by listening to God and coming to faith in Jesus Christ and, you know, obeying what he asks us to do, but like the old way, the old way of life and pursuing just, you know, like you're saying, like money or status or fame or like, to me, that's so reminiscent of Israel in the wilderness, mm-hmm. just wandering, no real trajectory.
Yeah.
It's just like spinning in circles. Like, haven't we passed this before?
Yeah.
Like, I think we were here 20 years ago, you know, and it's like, there's no real trajectory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. That's what came into mind as you talked about it.
That's interesting because I think our personal lives can really be a reflection of Israel's wanderings and struggles. Mm-hmm. And then when we accept the Lord, if we accept with a good, pure heart, like Jesus talks about in Mark 4 and in Luke 8, then we are expecting to be led, and we are expecting more than what we had before. We're expecting a new life, and so we're looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're led to it. We're led to it. And we know that we're being led, so we need to be patient and enduring and loyal to it. Mm-hmm. We need to realize I need to not go back to my old friends and way of life. I need to adjust and turn my way toward the Lord and toward others that that can influence me in that way, who have wisdom and strength and experience. And I'm going to go in that direction too.
Yes. And I mean, that is reorientation, you know, like it's causing you to pivot and reorient yourself toward a different trajectory, an entirely different path forward. And so like just thinking about growth as something that moves us forward, it moves us upward as well. You know, like I'm not trying to say it doesn't move us upward. You know, as we like grow in our generosity or we grow in our patience, we grow in our wisdom, our maturity, but it also moves us forward, you know, because if it's not moving us forward, then it's static.
Yes,
there has to be an aim. There has to be movement forward, and that is kind of like transformation in motion as you move through life.
Yeah, and you know, we must have the Spirit of God. It's promised to us. He has promised to us, and we must realize that we need God. We need the discernment that God gives. We cannot do it on our own. Mm. It has to be through His help and presence in our lives.
I love that. We've been talking about last night during our Wednesday night Bible study. We were talking about Saul and Paul. And you know, how there's this, just this dramatic shift. Once Saul encounters the presence of Jesus, once he listens to the voice of Jesus, there's this dramatic shift, this dramatic reorientation, this dramatic change of trajectory. 'Cause he was once persecuting the church, convinced he was doing the right thing.
Yes.
But this encounter with Jesus, just one moment of listening to Jesus speak, one moment of divine interruption, one encounter with our Lord and Savior, it changed everything. And it wasn't just he became a better person. Like you're saying, he became a new person, a new identity, new values, new direction, new purpose. You know, it wasn't just him like growing in knowledge. It's redirection of his entire life. From persecuting churches to planting new churches. It's not a better version of Saul. It's a new person with a new mission called Paul. It's trajectory born out of transformation.
Yes. Yes. And he's what Paul did, what Saul did, he converted. He was raised with Christ in baptism. Mm-hmm. He yielded to the Spirit of God and the words of God. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, when he's talking about preaching to them the gospel, he says in verse 24, I'm sorry, it's verse 4, in 2 verse 4, 1 Corinthians 2, 4, my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. So Paul, when he was recreated, when he was changed, he put himself aside. He was an eloquent and learned man, educated. But what he did was, he said, Lord, what shall I do with my new life? And it was given to him, the wisdom of Christ was bestowed to him to relate to other people. Not eloquent, educated philosophies and reasonings, but the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. And he altered his whole presence and his whole delivery and his proclamation to be basically about Jesus Christ and God and the reconciliation that Christ brings us to with our God. And that's how the power of the word, the power of reconciliation, was able to operate, because Paul was not being himself and his old self giving reasoning. He was being an ambassador to Christ and speaking the words of God, almost like God was speaking to them.
Yeah.
He was speaking.
That's good. That's good. Because I wonder how his approach, you know, I don't know off the top of my head, but I do wonder how his approach maybe changed after his encounter with Jesus. Like his approach to presenting, you know, God's word or what pleases God.
He did say in 1 Corinthians 2 that he came to them in weakness, mm-hmm. I guess a mildness. It was humility.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a great man in trying to be a great man. He was not trying to lure them to Paul's teaching. He was trying to lure them to the power of God.
Yeah. I've decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I'm not coming proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or with wisdom.
Mm.
And I just wonder if there wasn't a dramatic shift even in that approach after he encountered and had this humbling experience of the presence of Jesus before him.
And he, you know, he did that in weakness and humility. In other words, he was meek, gentle, and giving. He was serving God's purpose, but he witnessed the power of that. He saw the great power of God's reconciliation through his servitude to Christ and to God. It had to be just an astounding and reinforcing event for
life-changing.
Yes.
Yeah, life-changing. I mean, I'm sure, I think the point of this is like that it has to change how we think, how we love, how we live. Like we have to start doing all these things differently.
How we relate.
Yes. Yes. How we see ourselves, how we see others, how we spend our time, how we use our gifts, how we respond to pain, how we make decisions, even about how we dream about the future.
Yeah. And what are our gifts?
Mm.
What are my real gifts that I've been given to use? We need to discover those.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of what Paul was doing. He was discovering like the true gifts God wants him to use to reach people and to touch people and to change other people, rather than like maybe what we would naturally think is like my gift, you know? But really spend time like considering what God's given you and how he wants you to use it.
And that life is a new life and a better life to live, because if the gift is from the Creator God and you're living that out, your life is just so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Because you found the answer.
That's good.
To life.
Yeah, it pulls us out of the life that we would be inclined to build on our own, and it moves us into the life God wants to build within us. And so like our hearts change, our goals change, our path changes, and all that is changing like where we're headed.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not the same person mm-hmm. anymore heading in that direction.
Yeah.
It is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me, Paul said.
It's so good. It bends us toward God, toward service and sacrifice and spirit-led living. So how do we grow? I think first we listen, you know, like we listen to God. We make space in our lives to hear God, whether it's through scripture or through prayer or through the stillness, you know, the still small voice. And then we respond to what we hear. And it may not be perfect, you know, it may not be instantaneous, but it has to be faithfully, a faithful response to what we hear, what we listen to as we spend time with God.
Yeah.
So growth will happen as we keep returning to him. Because there's going to be times he asks us to, like, this trajectory is going to take you away from familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
This trajectory is going to take you towards and down a path that doesn't make sense right away.
It's going to be a trajectory that is different from the you that you used to be.
Exactly.
So that's a new and interesting way of living.
Mm.
Stepping out in faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power of faith and belief. There's
yes.
power in that.
It leads us to so much maturity, you know, because like immaturity is Israel in the wilderness making short-sighted decisions, but like maturity from listening to God, from responding to God, from like transformation, it expands our perspective. It helps us to make decisions long term. So like, where is God leading me long term? What is this faith, this story of faith that God is building within me? You know, like, am I running the race or am I just spinning in circles in the wilderness? So like trajectory requires, I think, a vision. But like listening to God, responding to God, the growth that God gives, I think in time it grants clarity, it grants courage to follow that long-term vision.
Yeah. You know, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7, it says, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, "For God who said, let light shine out of darkness," that's the God who said that in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
God made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure, and it's a treasure, in jars of clay, or our physical bodies, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. So this is what we seek in our new life, to be affected and influenced and given, empowered by God with His light in Christ, in the present, in the face of Jesus Christ.
It's so good. And it reminds me so much of I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me won't walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And if you abide in my word, if you listen, if you obey, if you believe, if you faithfully move forward, if you trust in my power, you're truly, Jesus says, you're truly my disciples, and you'll know the truth, and that truth will set you free.
Yes, yes. I love the part where you say, trust in my power, because it is a function of the great value and trust that we place in our Lord as to what our lives will be like in Him.
Hmm. Yeah. We weren't created just to get better. We hopefully do get better, but we weren't created just to get better. We were created to be made new. And listening to God, it'll take us places that we would never have planned. But I think in time we'll realize where He's taking us is what we've always needed. And so like wherever we are today, whether it's spiritually dry or thriving and flourishing, whether we feel like we're stuck or we feel like we're soaring, if we keep listening, we'll keep growing. And God will shift the direction of our life towards something deeper and freer and more alive than we ever would have imagined.
Yeah. We'll be members of His kingdom, citizens, and we'll be walking as though we were in Him and in His kingdom for all eternity.
Yeah. I guess I just want to leave with these words, keep listening to God, keep growing by His grace, and let your life take the shape of His voice and His calling.
God bless you and guide you.